Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
922 on a Wednesday morning. If you noticed a lot of extra cars along the Edison Parkway and Pine Grove Park and maybe down at Vantage Point, a lot of people looking for the Keewaytin, who's going to be towed through the St. Clair River. This is an interesting boat with an interesting history. T.J. Gaffney's been following its journey over these last few days. Joins us right now. Good morning, T.J.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. This is a boat that's older than the Titanic, right?
Yes. Yep. She was built in 1907 over in Glasgow, Scotland. And she and her sister ship, the Assiniboia, hopefully I didn't massacre that, were built for the Canadian Pacific Railway as boats to basically travel the Upper Lakes. Her home port was Port McNichol, where they had a connection with the railroad. And she ran out of there for almost 60 years, I believe, until 1967. And so after that, she spent... She was purchased by a man over in the Saugatuck area and spent close to 50 years there in the Kalamazoo River, and then was purchased by a group in Port McNichol at one point, and it's now headed to, I believe, Kingston, Ontario.
So. Do you know what they're going to be doing with it in Kingston?
My understanding is she's first going to go into dry dock, which is a good thing because my understanding is she hasn't been in dry dock in 60 years. So they're going to obviously do a full hull inspection and what have you. But she is supposed to be a museum there, from what I understand, and to be put on display. They have the museum there is a maritime museum, so...
So it's going to be a rare sight to see this towed through our area under the Blue Water Bridge, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's, you know, like I say, I made the connection with the Titanic because she is in many ways sort of a smaller version. You know, the engines in that she has are just slightly smaller versions of what the Titanic had. And again, she's only 5 years younger than the Titanic would have been, so... It is, you know, it's very much of that Edwardian era, and if you get on board her, she is an amazingly preserved example of that era. I mean, all the linens, all the furniture, all the interior fittings, right down to the china and the silverware and everything else is there. It's amazing.
So if you booked a cruise on the Keewaytin, you know, 100 years ago, where would you have been? In the Great Lakes?
Yes, okay. Absolutely, yep. As I said, she and her sister ship both went to... pretty much along the upper end of the lakes. You know, she did go up, you know, she would have been a regular boat through the Sioux Locks and then up to Duluth in that area. But pretty much she kind of hugged the Georgian Bay up through that way. So, yep.
So did this boat start its journey in Saugatuck a day or two ago? Where is it coming from?
She's coming from Port McNichol, and she spent, I believe, just shy of about the last 10 years there. Like I say, there was an effort. There was a developer, from what I understand, in Port McNichol that actually had purchased her from the family that had her in Saugatuck. And it was quite the event when she came back to Port McNichol. You know, boats came out. It was a whole thing. There's a group there that had been doing quite a bit of restoration work to her, and several folks that had some connections to the boats or had family members that had worked on those boats over the years. So there was a little bit of controversy there, in part because development deal fell through. Another developer came in, was not interested in having the boat anymore, and so they kind of lost their dock space. Okay. And that's what brought this about. So
yeah, boy, it's good thing that they were able to work something out. You hate to see old ships like this end up. I mean, I think of the Bramble, you know.
Yep.
How a lot of people around here wanted to see the Bramble
preserved. Yep.
It's very expensive.
It is.
But it is a big piece of history, isn't it?
It is, and at this point it's you know, pretty much one of the last versions of her, of that era. You know, there were a lot of other boats that would have been competitors at the time, you know, names like the North and South American and the Harmonic and Neuronic and what have you. And this is really the last one that, that's still around.
I know, TJ, you've been kind of tracking the whereabouts of the Keewaytin. Where is it now, and when can we likely see it pass through Port Huron?
Well, the last time I checked on the AIS, which is the international tracker for ships, she was off of Jeddo, roughly, or the Jeddo area. And I do believe they're going to have to, because she is going through... you know, the St. Clair River and downstream, they're going to have to switch out some tugs, and also obviously the pilots, just like any boat would have to. And so they're in the process of, there'll be a little bit of a delay before she actually comes down through and underneath the Blue Water bridges. But my understanding is, Sarnia traffic's got her coming past the Black River roughly around 11:30 or so.
All right. Hey, there will be people lining up
to watch that. Absolutely.
Turn on the river cam. It's a great way to see it, too.
Yeah.
So.
She's a gorgeous white boat. She's got a very distinctive green bottom on her, so it's a very Spartan fans, I'm sure, will love it. But she has a very distinctive look to her, tall smokestack, the whole nine yards. So
very cool. A lot of people are going to be taking pictures of that for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
TJ, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. Let's take a look at weather and the news on the way on WPHN.